For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
With Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
No Marto this morning for the 23rd of November catch-up podcast. Why is he not here?
Because I am the Rum Lord.
I thought I was going to have a show to myself today and then Nick Cody just turned up. Boring.
Yeah, God.
Don't rain on my parade, man.
I slept in. I'm so sorry, Margo. I haven't slept in for 2 years. Never missed an alarm. And I woke up and there was sun coming through the curtains. I went, uh-oh.
I'm late.
I was only 15 minutes late, though.
I love that you sent us your Uber tracker. You know, like, I'm in an Uber. I'm coming. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But it's not, so you could follow the entire trip. So, you know I'm not messing around. And you know when I'll be in there. And I was only 15 minutes late, which proves these meetings are bullshit and an epic waste of time.
What a great show it was. We got an email from Marto at about 3:18 a.m. this morning saying, I thought I might come good, but I haven't. It appears I have gastro. You mongrel dog, Marto. Do you reckon Marto's got a case of Mortonitis?
Mortonitis.
Was he at Morton over the weekend?
Got sick on Morton again. Don't you hate gastro when you have 12 rums and you go, me belly.
Yeah.
I've got the bad gastro.
Just not sitting well in me guts.
Get well soon, Marto. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, depends if they...
Gastro doesn't last that long.
Yeah. All right. Well,
about as long as a hangover, I believe.
So it was a very Monday morning. No Marto and Nick was running late, but
Dobbo
stepped
join
up
us.
To the plate and did a fantastic job, had a great show. Also, the bit where Nick wasn't here, you won't hear that in the catch-up podcast. So all good stuff, all on the way. Enjoy. Marto's gonna throw me, you're not alone.
4-8-4-10-1-0-4-5. Save it in your phone. I mean, we may only be here from 5:30 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday, but you can contact us at any time on Marto's burner phone, 0484101045. We are accessible 24/7, and we've had some crackers come in over the weekend, gentlemen.
Yeah, well, we actually got one from a Marto at 3:05 a.m. this morning.
Marto,
mate, I've just sent an email. I've got bad gastro, sorry, and I won't be able to make it in. Well, I don't know who that Marto is, but I hope he gets better soon.
Terry has said in, hi, guys, just a public service announcement. If your e-tag doesn't beep when you go through the toll, you get charged an extra fee. I only realised this myself when I got my latest bill. Well,
is that you, Nick Cody, and your toll account on the Hyundai Elantra?
Yeah, using the Parker's Hyundai Elantra, I paid for a little toll thing.
Yeah.
You could set it for a certain period of time and it takes money out. Then it never took money out. And then COS was getting bills with an admin fee because their shitty system doesn't work.
Yeah, I've been down this road before.
The $4.80 fee became $30.
Yeah, and then you get
been
the fine
down this toll road before?
But I didn't actually have. I thought I could get through. I actually was told that if you sprayed hairspray on the number plate, they couldn't pick up the number
reflective.
Plate when they go through toll. So I
instead,
tried that
you just
old
look
chestnut.
Fabulous.
Yeah. That chestnut doesn't work. I'm just giving everybody out there, it does not work.
It's a rotten chestnut.
You will get fined.
Gentlemen, Vicky has texted through saying, hi, guys, having dinner with the in-laws on the weekend when the dreaded Christmas question came out, are we doing Secret Santa this year? I love my family, but the $10 present limit sucks. Oh. How do I get them up to the limit without offending anyone?
Well, just say what, think, let's go, guys, get a big piece of paper out and say best gifts for under $10.
Yeah.
And then after 2 hours, when there's nothing written on the board, you go, see, idiots, make it at least 20, maybe 50.
It's always hard, depending on how many people are in your family. Like, we got a big family too, lots of nieces and nephews. So a Secret Santa would be nice. I wouldn't be complaining because I'm spending a lot more than $10 on everyone.
Well, my partner's family doesn't do Secret Santa, so we're getting 13 gifts. And I've got a family where we do Secret Santa and I'm doing one gift for $150.
That's not fair though, is it? Because then you spend all the money on her family but not the money on your family.
Oh, I don't look at it like that. I just think, you know, I'm a tight ass and I just want to spend $150 on each.
The other year at my wife's family's thing before Christmas, we all pick names out of the hat to see who you get for Secret Santa.
Yeah.
But I got Maggot and forgot the piece of paper and didn't know who it was.
So I
had to figure out what gift would everyone like and just bought it.
For everybody.
Scratchies.
Roses, chocolates.
It's not how it's supposed to work.
You know, like,
Hey, Dobbo, one's come from through for you this morning.
Yeah.
I've been following the wash-up from Origin but haven't seen this mentioned anywhere.
Yeah.
How was Andrew Johns able to get into Queensland without quarantining? Oh, I think I know who that came from.
Okay, well, the laws are very, very sketchy, but there's a little place called Newcastle, which is 170 Ks out of
the
Sydney.
Bubble.
And it's not classified as a hotspot. So Andrew Johns, he lives at Newcastle.
Where does he live? He lives
at Newcastle, so he drives back and forth every day. It doesn't matter if you live in Newcastle and drive to Sydney, which he did on numerous occasions. The fact that he was a resident of Newcastle, he flew directly, and that's the reason why. It's very, very crazy, crazy law. But
it's
I'm
all
not getting
a load
into
of
that.
Hogwash isn't it?
I'm not going down that road today.
52,000 people at Suncorp on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Can't even go to my kids' swimming carnival. Don't get me started.
Okay.
Marto's burned a phone. Marto's not here, but we still have his phone. So you can text the show anytime. 0484 10 1045.
The Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. Triple M's Overnight Sports Report. For poly professionals, range of Gap and Rigid fillers, helping you achieve the perfect finish every time. Available from your local paint specialist store.
Wednesday night, season 2020 of the NRL finished. And guess what? Today, baby, she's back. Season 2021, the Broncos kick off with their preseason training at Red Hill. And all the talk over the weekend has been about whether or not Joe Offenengawe will leave the Brisbane Broncos. I don't know about you guys, but a fair indication, and I didn't see this, I had this text to me, he unfollowed the Brisbane Broncos on Instagram and started following the West Tigers. Now, if you read between the tea leaves, that sort of would say to me that there's obviously going to be something done. I spoke to Kevy about this.
Is that the modern day way of breaking up with someone?
Give them an unfollow.
Yeah,
and
the status on Facebook changes from married to single or looking for.
It's complicated.
So Joe Offenengawe goes, in the same breath, they re-signed Thomas Flegler, who's from Bowen, he's from the Atherton Tablelands. Big deal.
He turned down a big deal to go to Sydney, didn't he, Dobbo, to stay?
Yeah, and look, it's a pretty big money. I think it's 1.2 over two. Like, it's great money for the young bookend, and he's going to be good.
Plenty happening at the Broncos. Obviously, they start back at training today. Kevy Walters at the helm of the Broncos as the new coach there. Do you think he'll make some changes or any announcements today in and around players, movement, signings, who the captain's going to be? Is he going to give Alex Glenn another chance?
Or
is he
going to give it to
someone? No gender reveals.
Look, someone younger like a Tommy Dearden?
The captain will be the best person who trains in the preseason. The leader. That's what Kevin Walters says. I don't think Alex Glenn will be the captain next year. That's my own opinion. I have a really strong sense that if Anthony Milford steps up, he will be named the captain. I know a lot of people are going to absolutely go off at that, but that is my understanding. If he trains well and he shows the leadership, he's the playmaker, he'll be that. The question I'm thinking, I'm hearing along the grapevine that Matt Lodge might not be at Brisbane next year. Now,
well, that was sort of reported heavily in the media when Kevy Walters was named coach, that he possibly would be looking to get rid of, obviously, Jack Bird, maybe Anthony Milford. Matt Lodge was one of the names that they threw out.
Well, Milford's not going. He's staying.
He's staying.
Jack Bird has gone. But a lot of the players are coming back today early. And over the next week, a lot of players will be back for pre-season. The Broncos said to them, listen, we've got a lot of work to do. Let's try and have a month. Now, unless you've played State of Origin or you've been involved with injury, they're all going to be back there. Mm. Even Andrew McCulloch will be back this week from Newcastle. He'll be back starting pre-season training this week. Matt Lodge won't be. Now, they're all saying at the moment, everybody I've rung it, even Kevy, no, he's in Sydney and we don't want him to have to quarantine. He's doing the 14 days. You know, he's down in Sydney. My understanding, it runs deeper. They're trying to move him. It's a mutual decision. It's not that potentially Matt Lodge won't be there next year.
New Jersey too, Dobbo. Sorry, Nick.
I don't know if you've seen the footage, Dobbo. I wouldn't want to be the one in charge of telling Matt Lodge the news. I don't know if anyone's going to be able to get him out of there.
Hey,
good luck.
That's behind him now.
We've all moved on.
New look jersey too, Broncos. They've debuted in the paper today.
Yeah, it must be a good deal. Brisbane, one of the great sporting brands. ASICS are now the major jersey sponsor and boot sponsor. So they've had a lot of different jersey sponsors. And this is quite a really big deal. It's a lucrative deal if you're a jersey sponsor to win that. So ASICS to win the Broncos jersey, I like it. It doesn't matter that you run the Wooden Spoon in Brisbane. The Broncos brand, it's huge, and that would be huge. And it's been released. So no doubt. You put the old jersey from last year, you go and reorder, and away you go again.
Margo, I don't know if you know this, but on the weekend, Corey snuck me a few Broncos jerseys.
Did
and I
he?
Thought, that's a nice thing to do. I didn't realise. He probably knew. He was like, this kid will take my rubbish away.
Yeah.
He's getting them out in time to get these new ones in.
Oh, he'd be on the list for the new one.
Yeah. Well, our producer, Snowy, last week admitted he has 14 jerseys, but he's off to Rebel Sport after the show 15. Finishes today. Number 15 on the cards for Snowy.
Dobbo, usually when we talk to you at the end, I say, oh, rush hour, 6 p.m. Are you going to back up doing breakfast? You still got rush hour, 6 o'clock here on Triple M.
When the wheat's ripe, mate. When the wheat's ripe, you keep the headers in the paddock.
Massive
we'll be
day
here
ahead.
At 6.
Massive day ahead.
Wake up with the big breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Yeah, that's right. We have done this before and we've brought it back, baby, because there are tradies and there are ladies out there looking for love. But they've been looking in all the wrong places. But we're going to give them the right place this Wednesday night at Lefty's Music Hall, just down here in Caxton Street. We're going to bring them together and we're going to make love in the River City happen, gentlemen, aren't we?
Oh, how good. And of all places, Lefty's, I mean, if ever you're going to find love, it's there.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah. That's the joint. Country music. Those beautiful little drinks, those apple juice and rum drinks.
Yeah, I only found whiskey out apples. About these on Friday night.
Whiskey
I
might apples.
A gig and someone was telling me about got to go to Lefty's to get those whiskey apples.
Well, plenty of people wanting to come along because our registration line has gone off the charts. We are taking your entries left, right and centre at triplem.com.au. There is still time. There is still time. If you are a tradie or a lady looking for a tradie and you're looking for love, you can register at triplem.com.au. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to Gillian from Griffin. Good morning, Gillian.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Gillian, do you like Gillian or Jill? Can we nickname you Jill?
Definitely go with that one, please.
What about G-Train? Is G-Train good?
G-Dog.
Got a cool, yeah, G-Dog.
G-Dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, G-Dog's a good one. That's what the cousins get.
Hey, Gillian, obviously this is a big deal to be going to this, and it's so brave of you to even actually put your name forward.
Yeah.
13 years you've been batting solo. You've got a daughter. Why is it now that you decide to get back in the game?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say I was out of the game, but, you know, good old online dating gets a bit boring. And then obviously COVID hit. And, yeah, just haven't met that right tradie, obviously. So, I'm always open to meeting the right one, that's for sure.
What type of tradie are you looking for, Jill?
Oh, any tradie. But I suppose a builder would be great because he could build his way into my heart because I don't need much else. I've been single for a long time. So I've got everything I need. I just need that right man.
Jill, you used a nice little line there, build his way into your heart. Last week we were taking suggestions for good pickup lines. Is there a pickup line that a man could use that would work on you, or do you find them to be a bit cheesy?
Oh, definitely cheesy. But if there's an original one out there, I'll have to definitely give him credit for it.
It's a good icebreaker, though. A good way to start off with a bit of a laugh and show that he's got some personality, perhaps.
Yes, definitely. Got to have the guy with a bit of humour there, that's for sure.
I do like what you're looking for, though, Jill. Respect and honesty. I thought that was, you know, that's a given. But a little bit of bogan. Can you please explain? I mean, are you talking shirt off, screaming Queenslander at the footy? Or are you like chugging, sculling a beer? What do we mean by a bit of bogan?
Oh, a bit of bogan just means to be a little bit rough around the edges. Like, definitely not a footy short, beer guzzling mullet type, you know. Holden driver.
You're a Ford lady, Jill.
You don't want full bogan. You don't want respect and honesty tattooed on the forearms. That's too much bogan.
Just subtle bogan.
It's a bit too much.
Subtle bogan likes to go on holidays to Bali and wear bintang singlets.
Yeah,
you've got it, Margo. Perfect.
Well, Gillian, we look forward to meeting you on Wednesday night. You're coming along and joining us for a tradie for a lady down at Lefty's Music Hall. She's a country girl at heart, and it is a country music hall, so we're going to have a great time.
It's going to be perfect, guys. Thanks so much for the invite.
We'll see you there, Jill. It's on at Lefty's Music Hall, Brisbane's bar of choice with its notorious rockabilly attitude. Tradie for a lady, thanks to Total Tools. Milwaukee Mania now on. Score up to $1,000 in free Milwaukee products.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
I want to know your worst reasons to break up with someone. Now, I've heard some pretty great excuses in my life. I've been broken up with a few times, but never as grim as what I heard a few weeks ago. Now, we've obviously got Tradie for a Lady coming up on Wednesday night. It's going to be a belter night. That's about finding love. I want to hear disaster stories because I was at a gig and one of the staff working at the bar She said, the story's about your wife. She seems nice and fun. I thought I was with a guy that I was going to marry, and then he broke up with me because he said, and I quote, I've got no banter.
Oh, that was the reason.
That was the reason. He said he told her that she just couldn't tell a story and he couldn't put up with it anymore.
Fair
that
enough.
That would be annoying, though, like people who don't have good chat. You know, like you need to be able to kick it around, bit of chat, bit of laugh, have a bit of joke, bit of fun.
If you're a communicator, I was once, it led to a few other issues, but the starting point was that she broke up with me because she didn't like the way that I slammed the microwave door after I got the food out of the microwave. Now, it did lead on, and it went on and on and on and on, and then...
Why were you slamming the microwave door?
Well, I don't think... I was just closing it. I might be a bit stronger than the way that she would have liked it, but that...
It's not saloon doors, Dubbo.
Mate, when I'm getting my food, I need to keep just concentrate. I get it, I slam it, and I keep on going. You've got to eat. Yeah, but that was the starting point of Chernobyl. That was the lead. So I always said, I've been dumped because I slammed the microwave door.
Oh, God, the worst reason you've broken up with someone, or what is the worst reason you've heard why you've been broken up with?
Anna from Beenleigh, did you get broken up with?
I did.
Oh, and why? What was your...
Oh,
worst
actually, no,
reason?
I broke up with him.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He was pretty mean and wouldn't let me eat chocolate.
What?
Dog.
What?
So, at all, he banned you from eating chocolate, so...
He did.
What was his gripe with chocolate, Anna?
I don't know. He just decided that chocolate would make me fat, and I was 19 at the time and slim and pretty nice looking, and no chocolate.
When you got all the genes on board at 19, you know, chocolate doesn't do much.
It does make you fat because it's delicious. Who cares?
Yeah.
Get it in you.
Exactly.
Enjoy life. Yeah.
Marto's burner phone 0484 101045. Travis said he once broke up with a girl because she kept talking through the Broncos 2006 prelim final against the Bulldogs.
You know, I can understand to punt someone when they start talking in sport. I get that. Like, you know, do not harass me when I'm watching a game of sport. Like, you know, there's times.
My wife does that all the time with TV shows and movies. She's like, who's this? I'm like, it's the Netflix logo. It just started, Luke. I don't know what to tell you.
Stop asking questions. Marto's burner phone going off this morning. 0484 101045. Johnson from Maruka reckons he got dumped by his girlfriend because he started drinking VB. Well, I'm with her, Johnson. I'm sorry. It's a crap drink. Yeah. Shelley from Yarrabilba. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Margot?
Yeah, good, mate. Worst reason you got dumped, or did you do the dumping?
No, I did the dumping because this guy, I only started to see him and he refused to wear underwear.
Like always?
Always. Oh, and he, I couldn't deal with how he looked in his pants without wearing underwear.
Wow. How did he look, Shelley?
Disgusting.
I might have to rethink things because I've been going commando since I was 18 years of age. And I don't get dumped.
Gravity's got to at some point take effect, doesn't it, though, Dobbo and Shelley? That sort of starts to hang a bit low.
Wear boxer shorts. Me neither.
Got to keep them tight. And, you know, that's why they call them tidy whities. So it keeps it all nice and tight and firm and up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, Shelley. See you later, mate.
Sweet.
Bye. Shelley, we'll give you $100.
Please, she's not my girlfriend.
To spend at Maniac's Axe Throwing. Axe experience. Cool.
Isn't there a song
about
that?
How ironic.
Do your balls hang low?
They don't. Oh, that's not
a song. Is that a song? Everyone's heard that song.
It's your ears hang low.
Oh, your ears.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, experience the action at Maniac's Axe Throwing. Book online now and come bury the hatchet.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Guys, it's been a while since we've had one of these.
From a house down in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast, from the horrors of Ipswich or even up the coast, it's Triple M's Bogans News.
These aren't Bogans selling houses on TV. These are proper Bogans. And today we're heading over to WA, where a pea plater has been fined after he says alcohol from rum and raisin balls caused him to return a positive breatho test.
Oh.
How good. That's one of the best excuses I've ever heard. He said he was in Perth for a mate's birthday party where he was eating the treats. He was unaware of how potent the rum and raisin balls were. And as he was driving back to the hotel room, still eating rum and raisin balls, the cops pulled him over and he got a roadside breath test where he blew 0.038.
Oh.
Which.
Okay, it's still under. It's not naughty.
I know it's not naughty, but he is a pee plater.
Oh, he's a pee plater.
Yeah, pee
plater. Sorry.
See, I don't know if I'm a bogan, but I would use that because, I mean, my grandmother used to make rumbles and, like, literally a bottle of Bundy into the mix. Now, they were potent, and we used to be told, now, you can only have half on your kids. Well, that was the greatest thing on Christmas Day, full of diesel. You drive a couple of rumbles into you, and you started to feel like, you know, things were getting better. So,
in the Christmas spirit. So,
if I'm driving and I'm looking for a reason, a potent rumble is a dead set. I give him hats off. I know he's a bogan, but, mate, stand to attention.
See, I reckon he's had the rumbles there as a, like, break in case of emergency. I reckon he's had six cans of Emu Export, and as the cops pull him over, he takes one bite at the rum and raisin ball and go, must have been these, you know. Oh, sorry, officer. Yeah, I must have crashed my car after doing doughies because my fish and chips had beer batter on them. I guess that's why I'm drunk.
Triple M. The Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Christmas is just around the corner. Only four more Fridays to go until Chrissy, gentlemen.
That's official
And, you know, I think, you know, right about now everyone's starting really to get into the Christmas spirit. You know, the shops are all decked out with all the Christmas stuff. People are putting trees up. You're starting to see all the lights go up in and around the streets of the neighbourhood. And it's an exciting time of year.
Margot, do you find that unfair now? These, like, bandwagon jumpers getting on board 4 weeks out when you've been talking about Christmas for 7 months.
She loves it, mate. First of July.
First of November, my tree went up. Thank you very much. But we go away for 4 weeks over Chrissy. With the borders opening up and restrictions easing, everyone's going to be able to get together for Christmas and they haven't seen their loved ones. And it's such an exciting time of year. And right about this time, gentlemen, it is normally the time that we would do the traditional annual yearly Parker family Christmas photo.
Yeah, see, I wasn't aware that Santa photos with families was a tradition, and it is something that is very, very common.
Yeah, well, I've got all of my pictures from when the kids were born, 2010, all the way through to 2020. The individual photos lined up on the shelf with all the bags hanging down underneath the Santa stockings ready to go, and I'm excited.
Well, my partner, her family, it's a family of 13, they do the traditional Santa photo every single year. They all dress and go and do it, and obviously, this year with social distancing, you can't do the Santa photo as the traditional Santa photo.
So it's going to be one of those long landscape ones now instead of one of those nice portrait ones. So it's going to be a bit unusual for everyone. But that's, you know, this is what this year has been. It's been unusual.
I thought I'd ask if I could be a part of the Santa photo this year with the tradition.
Well, how long have you been dating? 13,
it's only sort of recent-y sort of thing, sort of. Six months plus.
And
anyway,
you feel like you deserve a spot in their family photo.
Well, if they're having a family photo, it's inclusive. It's Christmas. It's a time for giving. They came up with a suggestion this year, and I don't know whether or not to be offended or whether or not to take it as a compliment. They said, yeah, you can be a part of the family photo, remembering you have to be married or your blood relation to be in this traditional family photo of Santa. They said, because of this year, because of social distancing, you can dress up as Santa if you want to be in the photo and be the Santa in the photo.
Wow. Yeah. Smart solution. You've been working out, Dobbo. That's unfair.
I declined that, and I said, stuff it. I'm going in the photo regardless.
The only way you're going to get in their photo is if you dress up like Santa.
Well, that's what they wanted, but that's not going to happen.
The only way sometimes I get all of my kids smiling and looking at the camera at once is if I bribe them with chocolate and grit through my teeth and say, you will look at the camera and smile. All at the same time, get in there, because there's always one, you know, that mucks up deluxe, and you always feel better about yourself when there's other kids in the line in front of you and they're cracking it and they don't want a bar of Santa, and you see the mums just going to all sorts of lengths to try and get that perfect Santa photo because it's all about the gram.
And you're down at the Hyperdome where you and four kids is the smallest family so far. Four kids.
Yeah.
When are they going to start trying?
Well, I didn't realise it was a tradition, though, this thing. This is a real thing, Santa photos, and it is a real thing.
Yeah, 1-3-5-3. What length did you have to go to get the Santa photo? I mean, Dobbo's willing to dress up
as
Santa.
I'm not dressing up as Santa. I'm in it as myself. Neil from Basin Pocket, mate, what have you done and how have you got Santa involved for your tradition with the Santa photo this year?
So I do fly in, fly out work, and I actually had to get Skyped into the photo.
Oh,
great.
That's a first. And I've not heard of that before. How does that work, Neil?
Oh, well, my missus took the iPad there and I video chatted her.
Yeah, how good.
And I've got a woman's body, but I've got my face in front of hers.
Oh. Great.
That'll be one you'll never forget, yeah. Neil.
Yeah, well, it's sitting across the top of the fireplace, so hopefully the kids never forget too.
No, they won't forget. 0484 101045 is our burner phone number. Marto's burner phone. Peter's text through. There's a place in the valley that says they're doing naughty Santa photos, the kind you don't want to send to your mum. I don't know what that's all about.
Oh.
I don't know what that's all about either. What does that mean?
Dobbo? Nude Santa?
Probably nude Santa?
Santa with no gear on or good little.
Is that the Santa you're
nice
going to be running
helper,
this year for the
nice
family photo, Dobbo?
No.
You look good in red.
No, I'm not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should do that just to make sure they never ask you again, Dobbo. Just the Santa hat and the birthday
G-banger
suit.
Yeah.
133.53. The lengths you've gone to get your Santa photo. Amanda from Flinders View, good morning.
Good morning.
What have
good
you
morning
got?
Good morning,
Amanda. How morning are you? What's your tradition with Santa photos?
Well, I had a 10-year-old who was really interested in Santa still, and we're in Drapilly Shopping Centre, and my 17-year-old was there as well. And so she did not want a bar of Santa at all, so she took off into a shop. So I had a little quick word with Santa. He wasn't too busy, so he took off and found her in this shop chasing her, dragged her back for a Santa photo and sat her with my 10-year-old.
Yeah, that's a go.
The wow best photo good ever.
Good job. Got to get in that
Santa
festive
enforcer
spirit.
Hey, Amanda.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll give you a family pass to go do some Christmas putt-putt. I don't know if you could drag your 17-year-old along to that, but it's lots of fun.
Well, that was quite a few years ago. I'm a grandma now.
Oh, congratulations. That'd be a special Christmas this year for you, being a grandma, Amanda.
Oh, absolutely love it. I just treasure it so
beautiful
much.
Victoria Park's Christmas putt-putt is back this festive season, open every day until December 31st.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
We're here for Chemist Warehouse. For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse.
I did some shopping, Christmas shopping over the weekend, and I got about 5 or 6 bottles of cologne and perfume from Chemist Warehouse because my sons love it. Hugo Boss, the scent, 100 mils, just $69.99. That is Wiley's favourite. Yes, he's only 9, but he loves cologne.
Your boys are both mad into the cologne, aren't they?
Yeah. The other one that's really good that I like is Ralph Lauren Polo Ultra Blue, 40 mil, just $34.99. My sister loves that one, so that's always a goodie to get and throw in the Christmas list.
What about the scent? Do you like the scent?
Well, yeah.
Hugo Boss, that's Wiley's
favourite.
You've
got to get
around
it. You've got
to get around it. But one of the girls in the office here wears that Estee Lauder Beautiful. It is actually really beautiful. I hadn't smelt it before, and we've been talking about it.
Oh,
and then
yeah
I said to her on Friday, I said, what is that smell? And she said, Estee Lauder Beautiful, 75 mil, just $79.99.
Doesn't it change when somebody just has a beautiful scent? Yeah. Doesn't it just say, bloody peps up your day?
Yeah.
Get puts around
a spring
it
in your step, Nick Cody.
Linda
doesn't
from
it?
Ideal Introduction said you got to have 4 squirts.
4 squirts.
Hey, we're giving away an $800 Christmas hamper next.
What?
On the Big Breakfast.
Now?
Yeah.
Great.
Triple M after Rolling Stones. 104.5 Triple M Big Breakfast. Marto, Margo and Nick Cody. If you missed any of the show, grab the Catch Up podcast. It's available on the Triple M app.
Hey, Dave, you mentioned we're in the Christmas festive spirit and we've got a hamper to give away. How do you win?
You just got to get on the show at any time, 133.53, and then we're going to give this hamper to the caller of the day.
And our caller of today is Shelley, who called us earlier about the worst reasons to break up with someone.
No, I did the dumping because this guy refused to wear underwear.
Like always?
I couldn't deal with how he looked in his pants without wearing underwear.
How did he look, Shelley?
Disgusting.
And with us right now, Shelley, congratulations.
Hello.
Hey, Shelley, you've won yourself a Christmas hamper worth $800, Dave. Tell her what she's won.
There
are
is.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
No, we're not shitting you. We're telling you the truth.
You just called in to bag your ex, and now you've won a fantastic Christmas hamper. There's heaps in here. I'll mention a few of the things. A $100 voucher for Maniac's Axe Throwing, a Christmas ham from Roadie Meats, a ukulele from Guitar Brothers, an interactive teddy bear from Mr. Toy's Toy World, a family Christmas box from Banjo's Bakery Cafe, plus more Christmassy stuff. Christmas is sorted, Shelley.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's nice. Thank you.
Ticked a few things off your list, Shelley. You can either keep it all for yourself or divvy it up and use them all as Christmas presents.
Send him a message. Oh. Thanks for never wearing boxers.
Congratulations, Shelley.
Stunned.
And
she's
Merry
stunned.
Christmas.
Yeah, we got another one of these to give away tomorrow morning. You just have to get on the show at any time. We'll see you then.
That's another Big Breakfast done and dusted.
God, you do so much for this town.
For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
Triple M.
Triple M.